4 Bellevue City Council members are up for election this fall. The election comes at a time when Bellevue is going through a lot of changes. Downtown is growing, and with light rail on the way, that growth will expand northeast toward Microsoft. I wanted to know what voters in Bellevue think about their city's current path. I figured for this story, I'd start by finding a person who's happy with Bellevue, and then I'd find somebody who's looking for dramatic change. That ends up being a little more complicated than I'd thought. I find the happy person right away. I catch her jogging with a bunch of moms in Bellevue's downtown park. They push strollers as they jog. Yu Den leads the moms in cool-down stretches.
And your final most important stretch of the day is your smile! Yay!
Den came here from Shanghai. She's a direct beneficiary of Bellevue's growth. She lives in a new residential tower nearby, even though her husband recently got a job for a software company in San Francisco.
We decided we will keep our family here, and he just travels every weekend.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I just love here. I want to stay here. I mean, San Francisco is beautiful and it's bigger, but I just love Bellevue.
Den worries a little bit about rising rents here, but she's not complaining. I mean, it's cheaper than San Francisco. Okay, so I found my happy person. I have a harder time finding somebody who wants Bellevue to dramatically change its direction. Elaine Kirk looks promising at first. I find her playing bridge in the food court at Crossroads Mall.
I don't like it, downtown Bellevue.
Why?
It's too busy.
But Kirk doesn't deliver what I'm looking for. She stays happy by avoiding downtown. The grocery outlet near her home has everything she needs.
You find things in grocery outlet that you don't find in regular grocery stores.
Like what?
Oh dear, I don't even know now right offhand. Oh, they're called Muddy Buddies. It's rice chex covered with powdered sugar.
I probe Kirk for more complaints about Bellevue before giving up.
So you're pretty well taken care of then?
Yes.
Mercedes Bakash sits at another table at the mall. She says she came here to be near her children who work for places like Microsoft and Amazon. I think I finally found someone looking for big changes in Bellevue when she complains about some big apartment buildings that were built near her home.
I say, how could they allow that to happen here? You want to walk around and see trees and delight. You don't want to see high rises right in your nose, you know. If I go to downtown, I expect that. But not down the street from my neighborhood.
But when pressed, Bakash says, just like everybody else I talk to, she's happy with Bellevue.
I feel proud of this city. You know, Bellevue is working. Don't change it too much so that it becomes just like anywhere else. Then you will have the problems of everywhere else.
So who is looking for big changes for Bellevue in the fall election? I'm getting desperate. I start knocking on doors in a nearby apartment building. Rajiv Venkatesh cracks open the door. He's concerned about the dramatic increases in his rent over the last 6 years.
It has almost like doubled.
He says if rents rise any further, he'll have to move his family north, probably to Bothell. He'll have to leave behind the friends he's made here in Bellevue.
It's going to be pretty difficult for me. Yeah, it's going to be a big loss for me once I move there to Bothell.
But here's the thing. When he leaves, Bellevue will lose him as a voter. He wouldn't be able to push for change in Bellevue, even if he wanted to. Allison DeAngelis is a reporter for the Bellevue Reporter newspaper. She has a simple explanation for why I had a hard time finding somebody who was really upset about Bellevue's direction.
The majority of the middle class and upper middle class families in Bellevue are really, their day-to-day lives are pretty good, you know, if they're skipping 405.
DeAngelis says that has had an impact on Bellevue's city council races.
There's a little bit of a feeling of apathy, given that Bellevue has become a wealthier area.
The average household income in Bellevue is $93,000 a year. In Seattle, it's $70,000. In Bellevue, the people who are the most upset about Bellevue tend to work there, but live outside the city limits.
I mean, these people that are coming in from north and south of Bellevue, which is really the only affordable places to live on the east side nowadays, those people who are working at the great restaurants that we have in downtown, these are daily issues. Sitting in traffic for an hour and then, you know, not being able to spend time with their families.
DeAngelis says these people don't have a say in how Bellevue is run. That partly explains why one city council member is running unopposed. Another one of the contests isn't really competitive. The challenger hasn't raised any money. There are a couple of other races. Bellevue voters will decide how much change they'd like to see in the city council on November 3rd. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.